guys, welcome back to the Meaning Enough podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about your favorite directors and the deeper meaning within their films. We are talking about the Oscars this week, and this is our second annual Cuddy Awards. We are making our own decisions on what we feel the nominees and the winners should be for the major categories of the Academy Awards. I am here, obviously, with my crew, Sabrina and RB3. How excited are you guys to do this again?
This was actually one of my favorite things that we did last year. I thought it was so much fun. We did it like on the fly. We had like a week to prep. It was just a really good time. So I'm excited to get into it this year, especially because it's like unhinged this year. You know, you could go in any direction. I think it's gonna be really exciting.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I should have gone a little slightly more unhinged. I think it would have been a little bit more entertaining, but how about you, RB3? How are you feeling about your picks and about this whole thing?
Well, guys, there's literally a 2020 movie called Unhinged that stars Gerard Butler. So
Gerard Butler?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was
Russell Crowe. Best picture.
Russell Crowe. Is that what it is? It looked the same to me, you know? But yeah, is that our early pick? Or now you
I'm good, y'all. I saw like 40,000 ads for that movie everywhere. And I was like, I'm good. So let's not.
All right. I respect it.
I don't know, unless you guys have Russell Crowe as one of your nominees. I definitely do not.
I just have Russell Crowe from Les Mis. I still have him nominated, even though this isn't the year for it. He's still in my heart.
Oh, man. Yeah. What an amazing singing performance he gave in that one. For sure. Mm.
What category do you guys want to start with? I know this is something we should have done beforehand. We could start with best actor, maybe. Or do you guys want to do like best supporting actor?
We can do best actor. Let's start out hot, you know?
Let's do best actor. Alrighty, guys, for anyone who doesn't know the rules for the Cuddy Awards, we're going to give our five nominees what we individually feel should be the five nominees for this category. We go all around the table and then we decide eventually where to make certain adjustments and certain compromises as far as our picks, and see if we can make the best five nominees together and then finally pick the winner right at the very end. Who wants to start? I could see you, Sabrina. You want to start.
All right, I'll get started with mine. Obviously, out of all the categories, I feel like this is the one where the Oscars did the most right. I'm not straying too far from what they did. So for mine, I have Delroy Lindo, which is the mistake that they did make. Delroy Lindo for The Five Bloods, Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I have Steven Yeun for Minari, Riz Ahmed for The Sound of Metal, and Sacha Baron Cohen for Borat.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Sure. Yeah.
RB3, what do you got?
I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like me and Sabrina might be pretty unanimous on this one because I think we have the exact same.
I'm close to you guys. No difference? Not at all?
No, I also put Sacha Baron Cohen in for Borat 2. I really enjoyed his performance in Borat 2. So yeah, I'd rock with the homie on that one. And yeah, like you said, Delroy Lindo is the obvious snub out of everybody.
This might be the quickest video we've ever done. Not because I have the same as you guys, but because I'm already outvoted regardless of what happens.
Well, you still have a chance though.
Yeah, okay. You can make an argument.
I think I'm the closest to the Academy. I don't know. I forget what the Academy exactly picked. I have Steven Yeun. I have Delroy Lindo. I have Riz Ahmed, Chadwick Boseman from Ma Rainey's. And I did it, y'all. I'm sorry. I had to do it. My boy, the Darkest Hour himself, Gary Oldman.
Oh, for Mank?
No.
Nah, I like Mank.
I have a lot of Mank love in my nominees. Spoilers for my future picks, but... I'm cool to pick Sacha Baron.
That is the one.
I would definitely pick Gary Oldman over Sacha Baron Cohen. That's just anyone out there who's listening. I'm with you guys for anyone who's picking Gary Oldman, but that's just me. But I'm
Gary Oldman squad represent anyone listening who loves Gary Oldman. You are represented here.
Gordon, I see you.
So we all had Delroy Lindo, Chadwick Boseman, Steven Yeun, and Riz Ahmed.
Yes. So literally the only difference is Sacha Baron Cohen, which means you guys have your five nominees. So Sabrina, the five nominees for Best Actor for the Cuddy Awards are
The nominees are Delroy Lindo for The Five Bloods, Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Steven Yeun for Minari, Riz Ahmed for The Sound of Metal, and Sacha Baron Cohen for Borat 2.
And now we pick the winner. What are you guys feeling right now? Is who should win?
I do gotta say though, I'm sympathetic towards Gary Oldman too, but I do think he was miscast in that movie. I do think it was not his fault.
He still did a good job, y'all.
He did a great job.
Wait, Oscar, you don't go, oh, you did a good job, get nominated for an Oscar over Delroy Lindo? Yeah. That's not how it works.
Over anyone else in there, sure.
He took Delroy's slot for sure.
I would definitely do it over Sacha Baron Cohen. I'm just being honest.
Hey, shout out to Borat 2. Shout out Chris Darnell. You know, he's the cameraman on that movie. So I'm going to go for the one that the Academy didn't recognize at all, which is Delroy Lindo. You know, I think the five was, yeah, for should win. And I would personally pick to win because I personally think while The Five Bloods is not the greatest movie, in my opinion, it's not my favorite Spike Lee movie. I do think he is by far the standout. And I think his character's arc is the most transformative throughout that story. And I don't know, it resonated with me way back in May. And I'm still, you know, people are still talking about it to this day. So I think it's worth recognition. I think you got to recognize great actors, you know, while they're here. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, Chadwick Boseman, you know, is
my only counter is Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, he gave an amazing performance too. So it's kind of hard to even pick between those two because it's like two top tier amazing performances, and they're even in the same movie together. They're even in Five Bloods together. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'll personally go with Delroy Lindo on this one personally, but yeah,
I 100% agree. It's really, really tough. They're neck and neck with Delroy Lindo and Chadwick Boseman. The only reason I'm going Delroy Lindo is because I genuinely think it was the best performance of this entire past year. No matter what category, whatever, Delroy Lindo was the most impactful performance. It's hard to argue against. I cannot believe that they snubbed him at the Oscars, but he's my number one.
Can we look at the Academy nominees? I'm just curious. They nominated.
It's Chadwick Boseman, Steven Yeun, Riz Ahmed, Anthony Hopkins, and Gary Oldman.
Okay, so Anthony Hopkins is kind of the big different one that's in there.
But he did great. I'm gonna be honest. Gary Oldman shouldn't be on that list. Anthony Hopkins. It makes sense. I still would have put like Delroy over either of them.
I just feel like Anthony Hopkins is, I don't know. I feel like he's always in there.
The Father was great. It genuinely was. I thought it was going to be one of the overhyped ones. It wasn't. It was actually really freaking good.
Alrighty, guys. So I guess obviously that's two votes. So officially that decides that the winner for the second annual Cuddy Awards for Best Actor goes to Delroy Lindo for The Five Bloods. It's interesting how The Five Bloods didn't get a lot of love this year at the Oscars, but we just gave it Best Actor.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what we do at the Cuddy Awards, man. Would you have given it? Would you have voted for Delroy or?
I'm so partial towards Minari right now, towards Steven Yeun and Minari.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's just
me. It really is incredible. Out of all the performances besides Sacha Baron Cohen for Borat, when you're talking about Delroy, Chadwick, Steven, and Riz, any of those performances, I would love to see them win. I really would love to see any four of them receive an award.
How about we move on to Best Supporting Actress? I think it'd be kind of fun to put in a little bit of a twist in here. Let's go to you this time, RB3, when it comes to your nominees for Best Supporting Actress.
All right. Well, you caught me a little bit with my pants down because I was just figuring that out. Here we go. My first nomination for Best Supporting Actress has to go to Dominique Fisher for Judas and the Black Messiah.
Fishback, isn't it?
Fishback. I'm sorry. Did I say Fisher? I meant Fishback. Dominique Fishback from Judas and the Black Messiah. I also got a shout out my girl Elizabeth the Becky in Tenet. That's right. Got to give Tenet the recognition that deserves. She was great in that movie. Can't ignore that. Let's see what else. And what did the Academy nominate for Best Supporting Actress? I can't remember. Oh, of course, the grandmother from Minari. Gotta recommend
that. Jung Yoon.
Yes.
Yeah, Jung Yoon.
Yes. I'm gonna throw Glenn Close in there, just you know, just for whatever. Is that five? Is that five?
Oh, did wait. You see Hillbilly Elegy?
No, I didn't see that one. No. Wait. Okay, wait. Come back to me.
Wait.
No, this is so out of the. I have to stick with you.
Okay, no. Okay, I got it. I'm sorry.
You're almost
sorry.
There. You just need a little
I
more.
I got it. 100%. Okay, back to the beginning. Elizabeth Debicki, Dominique Fishback from Judas and the Black Messiah, from Minari. Apologize for mispronunciation.
Yeon Jung Yoon.
Yes. Maria Bakalova from Borat 2, and of course Amanda Seyfried for Mank. That's my
favorite. Oh, see, you got some Mank love there. There's some Amanda Seyfried.
There we go. See, she's amazing. That.
I'm not the only one who put some Mank love in there. She's not in my picks, by the way, guys. Sorry. Oh. I also have Yoon-ya Jung for Minari. I have. Hopefully Sabrina's going to back me up on this one. If not, I'm just going left field. I have Talia Ryder for Never Rarely, Sometimes Always as one of my nominees. I also have Maria Bakalova for Borat 2. Dominique Fishback is also one of my choices. And then finally, just because I love Olivia Colman, I picked Olivia Colman for The Father. Nice. So okay. You, Sabrina.
Respect. Okay, see, we did mine so good.
Bad. They're not that bad. Come on, don't laugh.
No. Both of yours are good. I mean, for like actor, we overlapped so much. It's funny to see where we stray away on this one because like there's a lot of really great performances to love. I personally have Dominique Fishback. So all three of us have her. So she is a lock to get nominated. She is incredible. I also have Talia Ryder. Absolutely perfect. I also have Yeo Jung Yoon from Minari. So, yeah. So that's also one that's a lock nominated because all of us nominated her. I have Olivia Cook from The Sound of Metal and then Maria Bakalova from Borat too.
Okay.
Maria's, so officially, Maria's a lock, right?
Okay.
We have Yoon-ya Jung. We have Maria Bakalova and Dominique Fishback. Those are three locks.
Those are three.
And then do we want to say, can Talia Ryder overturn Elizabeth Debicki RB3? Is that okay?
I respect that.
Because I think that's the only one that I'm just like, nah, I'm good, yo.
Why? Why? She wasn't excellent in
she was good. She was good. Yeah.
She was really good.
Awesome. She was the heart of the film.
Awesome. She's good. She's definitely good. I will definitely back you up on that, but not like Oscar good.
So we have one more space. I personally... I know you have Olivia Colman, Andres. RB3, your extra one was...
Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda. Mm-hmm. And then I have Olivia Cook. Mm-hmm. So I guess we all kind of have to like battle it out as to maybe have somebody agree with a different person.
Well, I know I could convince Ace about Mank. I know I can convince him about Amanda Seyfried. And the only reason, why I give that one a little bit more... It's because, you know, I think in the original, like we talked about Citizen Kane, like extensively, and how that was loosely based off of William Randolph Hearst and, you know, his love interest, and how like that ends up, how that ended up painting, you know, Amanda Seyfried's character in Mank, you know, who was, what's her name again in that movie? Man, I'm forgetting everything. Whatever.
Okay.
Marion Davies. There we go. When she's playing like Marion Davies, like, you know, she really adds another humanistic perspective to it in a way that I think like not a lot of actresses could. So I don't know. It could have been easy to get caught up in like doing an impersonation or something like that. But she was the one bright spot, not the one bright spot, but she was the brightest spot of Mank to me. So I would say
I do agree with that.
That's how I go for that.
I agree with that. And I like it. I just feel like for anyone who's seen The Sound of Metal, like 10 minutes in, I had no idea that was Olivia Cooke. Like it took me a hot minute and I'm just like, holy crap. Because I didn't look up anything about the film. I'm like, is that her? Because I absolutely adore her in stuff like Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, Thoroughbreds. And she disappeared into this role. It's a perfect example of a super young actress absolutely blending in, because even with like Amanda in Mank, I'm still like, that's Amanda Seyfried. And that's not a bad thing at all, obviously. But Olivia Cooke just like disappeared into this one.
Can I counter you by saying, you said Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl. Mamma Mia, Amanda Seyfried. We gotta Mama give it to Mia. Her for Mamma Mia, bro.
Here we go.
Not gonna lie, I did watch that last night, and I still love both Mamma Mias. I don't care, they're comfort movies. But she didn't disappear into the role.
Yo, we gotta get that makeup Oscar. If we're doing it to Glenn Close, we gotta do it to Amanda Seyfried.
Exactly.
I mean,
all right, yeah. I can fold. True. If you guys are going Amanda. I'm still all love to Olivia Cooke. She did absolutely incredible, but I could go Amanda for this one.
Okay, so officially our final nominees are Yoon Young Jun for Minari, Talia Ryder for Never Rarely, Sometimes Always, Maria Bakalova for Borat 2, Dominique Fishback for Judas and the Black Messiah, and our last one is Amanda Seyfried for Mank. I like our nominees here. I don't know about you guys, but I think they turned out good. Shout out to Dominique Fishback. I think she deserves more love. Let's move on to best supporting actor, which is...
Wait, we need to figure our winner.
Oh, our winner. I apologize. Who should win, guys? I'll start with you, Sabrina.
I say Maria Bakalova. Genuinely. Hey! I think... Yo, imagine... I absolutely loved her. Her, like... being a newcomer, coming into a role like this where you got to stay in character in real life. You can't just be like, oh, cut, I'm living my normal life for a second. She's putting herself in like uncomfortable positions. I cannot imagine, like with my anxiety, I truly cannot imagine being in anything like that. And she is an absolute star. Borat 2 was essentially her film. Without her, I don't know if it would have been as fresh or interesting as it was, because it worked 100% by passing the mantle of this to her.
What do you think, RP3?
I absolutely agree. I think she is very deserving. I'm trying to think if there is something I legitimately enjoy more. Part of me also wants to shout out Dominique Fishback, because I think she had like the toughest role like in that movie, because she had to play like kind of almost sideline to the main two players when it's, when you talk about Lakeith Stanfield and Daniel Kaluuya, but I feel like her impact like resonated the hardest with me. Part of me also wants to say that, but I'm not going to lie. I mean, Sabrina makes a very compelling like argument for Maria Bakalova, because she did have to put herself out there. She did actually get touched by Rudy Giuliani. Like, can you imagine that? Like, oh my gosh, being in a room with Rudy Giuliani and like doing that. Oh, dude, that's brave. That's brave. You talk about actors, like, talk about, you know, Christian Bale losing like 50 pounds in like 2 weeks and they call him brave and courageous. Nah, sitting in a room alone with Rudy Giuliani, now that's courageous. That's brave right there. So
I also think part of the conversation centers around what you were saying, Sabrina, as far as, I would probably lean towards Dominique Fishback too, but the fact that Maria Bakalova is the movie, right? Versus Dominique Fishback isn't quite as heavily involved in the movie. I would probably, you know what I mean? Like maybe dock some points off that, just based off that by itself. The only counter I have too is the fact that I insist that you guys watch more Maria Bakalova interviews. Have you guys seen any at all?
Yeah, no. I have.
She is like kind of like a wild.
Like, well, I know. I think she. Kind of like, I think she did interviews nutty. Kind of in character.
Did she?
Did like,
because I was like, this is her interview. In real life. She's literally like herself in real life. I just thought it was hysterical how she was kind of like this weird, quirky. Where is she from? Bulgarian? Bulgarian, right?
Yeah,
Bulgarian.
I think Bulgaria, yeah. And
she is kind of like this crazy, like, you know, I did this thing and the crazy thing and I came over here and wow, that was wild. And I started screaming. And it's like, she's really like wild. And I was like, yo, she's confident and wild. And she's like,
I love her.
I don't like her character.
It's something about the allure of it. I feel like we know nothing about her. She is a brand like new actress on the scene. And the fact that she got a role like this, that she was praised so heavily over the last year and coming from nothing to that, I just think is so interesting. And when you have an impact like that, I just feel like that captures something completely special. I feel like this performance genuinely, I mean, we're talking about the best of the best in filmmaking and in film over the last year. I think her role impacted people in a way that is like immeasurable. It's not emotional. It's not this. It's like a mix of all these different things. It's like laughing at ourselves in the state of like America over this past year. But then, I don't know, finding all these new ways to like look at ourselves and look at our country and look at our society. It's like not impactful the same way something like Minari is. But at the same time, it's just as effective in a different way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think a lot of what you're saying makes sense, considering the fact that she is kind of putting herself in a very difficult role, regardless of her confidence in that role. That shouldn't matter. The fact is that she did dominate that. And if she can do that, she can do anything in Hollywood. like straight up, like if you can do this, you can do any comedy in Hollywood, and she definitely has a future ahead of her. If I'm being honest, and I would pick the one I would rather go with, I would probably say Yoon Young Jung. I think she's worthy of it. But if I have to go with someone who's like an up and comer or a newcomer, why not? Maria Bakalova. So the winner of the Cuddy Awards Best Supporting Actress goes to Maria Bakalova. Oh, we have it. Maria Bakalova for Borat 2. We have the drum roll. Look at that. Yo, we fancy, bro. We got to bring that out for the next one, too. Next category is Best Supporting Actor. This is the one that I think is going to be the weirdest one, for sure, at least for my list, because I have a lot of weird nominees. You guys want me to start off?
Yeah.
The first one I have is the one that is going to be like, is it a best supporting? Is it not? I don't know. I just put it as my best supporting. So I have Kingsley Benadire for One Night in Miami. I have Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah. Paul Raci, Sound of Metal. Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami. And my boy, Tywin Lannister himself, Charles Dance for Mank. I put it in there.
Wow.
I had to, bro. I had to. I had to do it. I was like, bro, I gotta show love to this one old guy over this other old guy.
That's the most left field pick.
It's good though. I heard people picking
back that like last January, like before anybody even seen Mank.
That is a dope pick, though. It's a dope pick, bro. No one will understand the greatness that is Charles Dance. If you've seen The Crown, if you've seen Game of Thrones, if you've seen Dracula Untold, you know that Tywin Lannister,
Charles Dance
brings it. He always, bro, his 10-15 minutes of him being like this crazy old man, like asshole, and the way he talks down to Mankiewicz is incredible. I really do feel like everything in his movie that features Charles Dance is incredible. It's absolutely phenomenal. The way he's introduced, the way he falls in love with him. He thinks he's cool. He brings him on to that dinner scene, the dinner scene where he's having that confrontation with him. It's absolutely incredible. Back me up, RB3. Come on. Someone back me up.
I mean, he is great. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. He is great. Like, he is great in that movie. I just never would have seen that coming. I personally wouldn't nominate him, but that's a great, that's a fun pick. That's a fun pick.
All right, sure. Sabrina, what are your picks?
My picks are Daniel Kaluuya, Paul Raci, Colman Domingo for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I thought that was a totally underrated performance. Love him so much.
Great.
And then I have Kingsley Benadire as well and Leslie Odom Jr. Oh. It broke my heart. If I had one more space, Lakeith Stanfield would go on it. It absolutely broke my heart to kind of not have him on this list. But Kingsley Benadire, Leslie Odom Jr., Colman Domingo, Paul Raci, and Daniel Kaluuya.
Dope. What about you, RB3?
Okay, so this one might be a little bit crazy. I just made a last second shift just now. So I also got Daniel Kaluuya, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie Odom Jr. on there. And then I just added, I just added Kingsley Benadire, for nominating as well. I also have my man David Stratherm from Nomadland. He was Dave in Nomadland. And I feel like he hasn't been in any conversation, but I feel like he's truly remarkable. And of course, I gotta show love, and y'all are gonna say I'm leaving out some good picks, but I gotta show love to the highest grossing movie of 2020. I got this man off the couch. I gotta shout out Martin Lawrence and Bad Boys 3. I got to give Martin Lawrence and Bad Boys 3 my nomination personally. He got up off the couch. He played the father. He gained a little weight, but it was all good, and he did his part. So I gotta give Martin Lawrence my last.
I like that a lot. I would have never thought of it. I really like it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
All right. So we got to decide as far, because this is the most mix we have. Sabrina, you and I, we both had the same mindset when we thought of One Night in Miami.
Yeah.
We were like, why not both? With Kingsley Benadire,
hey, and with too.
Leslie Odom Jr. Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Those two are our locks, I guess.
Daniel Kaluuya.
And Daniel Kaluuya.
So yeah. Those are our three kind of locks with this one.
Sure. You put Paul Rishi, right? For Sound of Metal?
Yes, I did.
So, I mean, can we override RB3's Martin Lawrence pick for Paul Rishi?
Hey, man. I mean,
can we? RB3? Is that okay?
Y'all can do whatever y'all want. I'm just shouting out my man's here. My man's Martin Lawrence. No. I mean, that's fair.
I mean, Charles Dance is not going to be in here. So I'm cool with that.
Listen,
I just had to give him a shout out.
Hey, and all love and respect to Paul Racy. I had Paul Racy, and then y'all kept saying Kingsley Benadire, and I was like, all right, I got to put Kingsley Benadire, but yeah. And maybe
so
I should have
crossed
off. You took
Paul off and kept Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence,
yeah.
Yeah.
I did it for the shout out, too. Yeah, I can't lie. I did Charles Dance. I know Charles Dance's not going to be in there, but I had to put him in there, bro.
Yeah, got to show love.
Okay,
so we still have one more spot.
We have one spot left, yes.
So who's your other
wild pick? Who was your wild pick, Sabrina?
Coleman Domingo for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lakeith Stanfield is also someone that, like, I mean,
yeah.
so damn good.
What do you think, RB3?
Again, I personally feel passionately. Oh, see, that's tough because I do like Ma Rainey, and I do like Dominique. What's the name again?
Domingo.
Domingo.
Coleman Domingo.
Yeah. I swear, Domingo. This guy's like,
he's been in so many good things.
Right?
He's been in so many good things.
In everything, and he never gets love. I low-key want to do it just to give him love.
He was in If Bill Street Could Talk. He was my favorite part of that movie.
That's right.
Always, you just see him. Yeah.
He's in a lot of TV stuff too, for sure.
A lot of TV stuff. But I mean, at the same time, I'm not going to lie. I feel personally passionate about my homie Dave from Nomadland, because I mean, he's the one, like, they used a mix of non-actors and actors throughout the movie, but he was the one who actually has been in movies before. He has actual acting experience. And I just think he just gave a genuinely great performance as, like, this dude who first lost his purpose, but then found his purpose in falling in love with, you know, Frances McDormand's character. And how is he going to see that through? And, like, that kind of, like, tug and pull. I don't know. It was kind of heartbreaking.
He's also an actor
sincere.
Who's been in a lot of stuff too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's a character actor. He's like the definition of a character actor. I just love to shout out.
He's great in Godzilla.
Is he in Godzilla? I know he's in
Godzilla. He's in all the Godzilla King of Monsters and Godzilla 2014. He's also in a sci-fi show called Alphas for anyone who saw that. He plays like the lead, like Nick Fury type. Leader of like the superpower team. He's been in a ton.
He was nominated for Coleman an Oscar?
Oh, no. Same with Coleman Domingo, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think with Coleman Domingo, I think everybody in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom had like a very, very hard task. Because first of all, we have Viola Davis and giving Chadwick Boseman some of the best performances of their entire careers, the best performance for Chadwick Boseman, something so impactful. So then all the other characters, it's really easy for them to kind of just be pushed to the side when you're like interested in these roles.
Yeah,
but
I kind of like that.
It's based off of a play. Oh. You only have so much to work with. I think it's a special type of, you know, it's a special type of actor that you have to have something that's literally set in one small building, just a few rooms. I think Colman Domingo shines, and it's such a shame nobody's kind of giving him that love.
What do you think, RB3? Did she convince you?
Yeah, I mean,
I love yours too, RB3. It's hard.
Yeah, I'm cool with what's the name again?
Colman Domingo.
Colman Domingo, man. I'm a big fan. If he's watching at home, Colman Domingo, I'm a big fan, bro.
He's got a great voice, too.
He does have a great voice.
Alrighty, guys. So our final nominees for Best Supporting Actor for the Cuddy Awards are Kingsley Benadire for One Night in Miami, Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah, Paul Raci for Sound of Metal, Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami, and Colman Domingo for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. All right.
I mean, for me, it's Daniel Kaluuya.
It's Daniel Kaluuya by a long shot.
Okay, I'll agree because yes, I don't know, Paul Raci and Daniel Kaluuya are like equal to me, so I will go Daniel Kaluuya. He is so freaking good. Both of them are great, but yeah, Daniel Kaluuya is it.
And our winner for the second annual Cuddy Award Best Supporting Actor goes to Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah. Alrighty, guys, now we are going to get a break. After the break, we're going to pick our winners for Best Director and Best Picture. So make sure you guys stick around.
Did you watch First Cut Live this week? Well, if you didn't, we went through and ranked all the Best Picture winners from 2009 to 2019 and ranked them on a tier list. Check it out on the First Cut YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Birdman. Yeah, I like Birdman, man. I love Birdman.
Hi,
B.
I would say
hi, B. Give me the A.
Give me the A.
We're not going to give it an A. What should we do?
B.
You Let's say
B. You S.
B. B. Definitely not S.
No, that just killed me because the way RB3 delivered that, he's like, give it A tier. And then you're like, nah, do B. And he's like, S. Like, he's like, I'm not backing down.
No, we got to negotiate here, man.
Let's do A. Fine.
Let's do A. Okay, let's above do A 12 Years a Slave or after 12 Years a Slave?
Definitely under it.
Okay, you can put that. This is a less perfect movie. For sure, but
I think 12 Years a Slave is a better directed film, though. Well, it's a more complete film. How about that?
For sure.
Check out our new website on geeksofcolor.co/first-cut to check out our reviews, our videos, and articles that pertain to everything First Cut related.
Today I'm buying a very, very expensive LeBron James rookie card. It's a Topps Chrome PSA 10. I'm looking to pay $36,000 cash. LeBron James, you can argue now he's almost the greatest player of all time. And today I'm going to get his rookie card by any means necessary.
I'll pump the off! Let's go!
Mama, there goes that man.
10, 10, 20, 30, 40.
Guys, welcome back to the second annual Cuddy Awards. We are picking now our nominees for Best Actress. So let's start with you, RB3, Best Actress. Who are your five nominees?
Best Actress. All right. Well, this was an amazing year for lead actresses. Sometimes it's a little tough to fill this category just because of the nature of Hollywood. But yeah, I have a five that are great to me. I'm going to start off with Rosamund Pike for I Care A Lot on Netflix. I know that's a hot take. I know no one else is recognizing that, but I really enjoyed her performance. I thought it was a good mix of funny, but also suspense and all, you know, just everything about her performance. And she didn't get any recognition for Gone Girl back in the day. I believe she got a nomination, but I think she should have won personally. So I want to shout her out again here. I also want to shout out Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. Obviously, one of the front runners, Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Frances McDormand for No Man's Land. And again, a movie that I shouted out in the top 10 or top five directors of 2020. But I want to recognize the lead actress this time is Rashad Blank for the 40-year-old version. She led that film. She also wrote it, directed and produced it. So, you know, and she had a great performance in it. You know, you really got wrapped up in your character during that film. So that's what I want to recognize.
Those are great nominees, man. Sabrina, what are yours?
I have Sydney Flanagan for Never Rarely, Sometimes Always. I also have Jesse Buckley for I'm Thinking of Ending Things. Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. Zendaya for Malcolm and Marie. You know, cinematic masterpiece.
Oh, that's a hot take.
Malcolm and Marie. Mm. And Viola Davis, of course.
Wow. We have a lot of mixes.
Yeah.
All right. Mine are kind of funky, too. The first one I have is Sydney Flanagan for Never Rarely, Sometimes Always. I have Julia Garner for The Assistant. I am the one guy who saw that movie, and I was blown away by her. Still blown away by her. I think she's incredible. And obviously she has a couple Emmys, but I think she's incredible in that film. And she's so quiet in that movie that I think it's phenomenal.
She doesn't say anything.
And yet she makes me want to tear my hair out.
I really loved it, but
I'm dying the whole time. And she's like, just like giving me those still like tear eyes. And I'm like, oh, it's incredible. It's phenomenal. Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Frances McDormand, Nomadland. And I included Andra Day because I had to give her a shout out for United States versus Billie Holiday. So now we have to pick a couple locks. Viola Davis is something we all have.
Mm.
I did not have Carey Mulligan.
Oh, wow.
But I'm assuming I'm going to get outvoted anyway, so we can include her.
All right.
So right now we have Viola Davis, Carey Mulligan, and
I didn't put Frances McDormand.
I was going to say, I don't think you put it, Sabrina.
Oh, wow.
I know.
It was like, nah, fam. And she's probably going to win.
I knew both of you guys were going to have her, and I did want to shout out Zendaya because I thought her performance was incredible. I think if she gave that performance in any other film, she would kind of get recognized. It's just because it was like Malcolm and Marie with Sam Levinson. It was like a straight to Netflix type of thing. They're like, we're not going to back this. This is silly. But she was so damn good.
Say that.
But Pieces of a Woman is very different than Malcolm and Marie. Pieces of a Woman is very, very different. But yeah. Feel like
so you're cool with it's Frances so tough because
I'm cool with Frances McDormand, of course. Okay. Yes.
So we have three.
We both had Sydney Flanagan for Never Rarely, Sometimes Always.
Okay.
Should we lock it?
Sure.
That's a definite lock for sure. I forgot that one. So
which one? So which one should be our wild card? Who's our wild card one? RB3. Who did you have besides?
Rosamund Pike and
Rosamund Pike. That's the one.
Rashad Blank. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the 40-year-old version. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah. Really good. But at the same time, you know, what do you guys have?
I have Jesse.
Let's get a picture of Julia Carter. By the way, that Sabrina reacted. But
I have Jesse Buckley and Zendaya.
Jesse Buckley.
I prefer what's homegirl. She's good. I can't lie. She is really good. Jesse Buckley. But yeah.
Jesse Buckley is great. Who's your wild card? Oh, it's yours like is Julia Garner.
Who can do the best confused face? Where she's like. Jesse Buckley.
No, but you have some nerve when Julia Garner says five words in the entire movie and is mostly just like.
And still makes me cry.
She's incredible. She's great. But I can't put that above Jesse Buckley.
I mean, I guess. It's different acting.
It's different.
Yeah. It's more like nonverbal acting versus Jesse Buckley reading that crazy script.
This is
But the monologues.
I just want to point out, guys, we all have Netflix originals as our wild cards. Like, yeah, you realize that? Game. We have I Care a Lot, the 40-year-old version. You have Malcolm and Marie and
I'm thinking of anything.
I'm thinking of anything. Yeah. Oh, Assistant is Hulu, so that's a little different.
Hulu, but that's a Hulu movie, yeah.
Yeah.
You're the one. Now you're outvoted. We're Netflix.
Okay, gotta be something Netflix. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
I'm not super against Zendaya. I'm actually not. I think she's really damn good.
I mean, I think objectively she's great. I just think it feels a better movie. Like, I think it'd be a different conversation. Like,
if you're going to nominate Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy, yeah, like the Oscars did,
no.
The movie is not good and her performance isn't even great, but it's just because she's a great actress. I feel like this is that. Like, take the movie out of this for Zendaya. I get that the movie is not the best. I love it, but like,
who would you pick over Jesse Buckley or Zendaya? You like both those movies, right?
I was gonna say, like, if it was Jesse Buckley, I might step back.
Or
if
Zendaya.
If we put Zendaya in there, I'm throwing Rosamund Pike in the field because y'all are really sleeping on her. Like, I'm really throwing that one in.
I would take Jesse Buckley over Rosamund Pike.
You'd take Jesse Buckley, but you would take Rosamund Pike over Zendaya, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
No, I'd pick Zendaya over.
What's going on?
Yo, my Euphoria bias is showing, man.
I mean, Euphoria. I love Euphoria. You hated on Euphoria. No. Let me tell you.
I hated the first two episodes of Euphoria.
Ace came in to when we were at Collider Studios one day. I was like, Ace, you gotta watch Euphoria. Best show on TV.
Because I hated the pilot. I still stand by that.
I thought the pilot was like. You not only hated it, you were like, this is the worst thing. This is a degradation of TV. Teens are watching this.
I just thought it was a little weird, man.
Andres is that old person. He's like, you youths are ruining art. You're ruining your generation.
No, I actually thought it was the opposite. I thought it was like old people making this. And it's about young people being raped and stuff. And I was like, this is kind of weird, isn't it? I don't know. I still think it's kind of weird. At least the final episodes were better than the first one. But
okay, all right. So I guess
Zendaya is incredible in that. I watched all the whole season and she's phenomenal.
So I'd lean
Jesse Buckley.
I would go Jesse Buckley over Rosamund, Zendaya, and Jesse. I still stand by that I think she is so damn good. I cannot even believe I'm thinking of anything didn't get adapted screenplay. Somewhere in there, like, it deserved it. What do you mean? Whatever.
Shout out to Julia Garner. I think you're incredible. Everyone else here is a hater. All righty, guys. Our nominees are for Best Actress.
Our nominees are Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman, Frances McDormand for Nomadland, Sydney Flanagan for Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always, and my girl Jesse Buckley for I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
that's a great list, man.
This is five.
Alrighty, guys. Best category of all. Best director.
We know. Winner.
We gotta pick a winner. Damn it. I keep doing that. Alrighty, our winner. Who should win? According to you. I'll start with you, Sabrina. Be honest.
I say Sydney Flanagan is my winner.
Wow. I say Sydney Flanagan.
Well, okay.
I know that's controversial, man, but what do you think, RB3? You think Viola Davis?
I was gonna say Viola Davis, but yeah, I mean, go for
that's
it.
That's my other one.
Viola Davis is my second.
Yeah.
But,
great. She's really in that role.
Yeah, she is, and she does great. I mean, I think you know she definitely deserves a best lead actress win. After all these years, but I mean, again, I'm not mad at Sydney Flanagan. She was amazing. Performance.
She didn't even get any recognition this year for any type of awards.
No, she got Independent Spirit. She did get nominated. Yes, she did.
Good for her.
And I mean, imagine if she was nominated for an Oscar and they could use, because like they do like the clips, and they could use that one scene, like the titular scene. Yeah. That is, oh my God, I have chills just thinking about it. The most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen. But Viola was incredible. It's like 50-50 with me. I think Sydney Flanagan's my winner.
Okay.
But
I'm sticking with it, and RB3 is cool with it. So our winner, RB3, drum roll please. 4, Best Actress in the Cuddy Awards goes to Sydney Flanagan for Never Rarely, Sometimes Always. Wow, that's crazy. Look at us, man. All right, now we go to my favorite category, which is Best Director. I'll start this one out. My 5 nominees are Regina King for One Night in Miami, Lee Isaac Chung, Minari. Now my fun ones come in. David Fincher for Mank. Christopher Nolan for Tenet.
Wow.
And wow. My last one, who I said, he just literally came in here and he's like, yo, I directed this year, Steve McQueen for Small Axe. I put it in there. Regardless, screw the rules, screw anything, screw what anyone says. Steve McQueen deserved to be nominated in there. So those are my 5 nominees. Sabrina, what are yours?
I like it. I like it a lot. My nominees are Regina King, Chloe Zhao, Lee Isaac Chung, Eliza Hittman for Never Rarely, Sometimes Always, and Charlie Kaufman for I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
You put Christopher Nolan. You put Christopher Nolan. That's, I don't even want to hear anything.
Nomination. That's a worthy nomination. Chris, come on.
Over
he directed the crap out of that movie. He directed the crap out of Tenet, man. Come on now. Come on.
Charlie Kaufman directed the crap out of I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Did he though?
Yo.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Objectively. What are your picks?
My picks. These are great, man. My picks are Chloe Zhao, Nomadland, Regina King, One Night in Miami, Lee Isaac Chung, Minari, Shaka King from Judas and the Black Messiah. This one was tough because it came down to my favorite old white man. Was it going to be Fincher? Was it going to be Nolan? But I ultimately decided, because in Nolan's egregious comments this year, or in 2020, I had to give Fincher the love over Mr. Nolan this time, just this time around. But
it's a worthy nominee, right? Come on, yeah, he directed the crap out of Tenet.
He did direct the crap out of it. It was one of his better directorial efforts, just not on a writing perspective. You know, I need a little work for sure.
So we all have Regina King, we all have Lee Isaac Chung. You guys have Chloe Zhao, so that's 3 right there. Who
you didn't have Chloe Zhao. Did you not have Chloe Zhao?
Whoa.
No.
You put Christopher.
I did.
All right.
Yeah. Just to get in love, bro. Just to be like, yo, what's good?
I respect it.
I also had, I was really, really debating Lee Wan L. Lee Wan L directed the crap out of The Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I want to say Oscar.
I don't know.
I would
wait. Can I go back? I'm sorry. Can we go back to Best Actress? And can I take off Rosamund Pike?
No.
And can I put on Elizabeth Moss for?
See, I would have given you that.
I would lean more towards that over a director nominee, though. I don't know about director. Who else did you say besides that? You said a good one. Eliza Hittman. That's a great one.
Yes, Eliza Hittman and Charlie Kaufman were my 2 like wild cards.
RB3. Shaka King's another good one that I'm cool with. So are you cool with Eliza Hittman being in there, RB3? Because I would love that.
Yeah.
So that's Eliza Hittman is 4, right? That would be 4?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you guys filling for 5? And I'm not going to go with Kaufman. I would go with Shaka King, if I'm being honest. I think that's a well-directed movie, a really well-directed movie.
I would go Christopher Nolan.
Or David Fincher.
Oh, we do have 2 Finchers. We do have 2 Finchers.
Oh, you do have 2 Finchers. We could go David Fincher.
Let's give it to Fincher, man. Let's do it.
I'm down.
Alrighty. So our 5 that's 5, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So our 5 nominees, I'll give it to you this time, Sabrina, because you actually have them. For Best Director,
our nominees are Eliza Hittman for Never Rarely, Sometimes Always, Chloe Zhao for Nomadland, Regina King for One Night in Miami, Lee Isaac Chung for Minari, and David Fincher for Mank.
Hey, that's a good 5. That's a good 5, I feel like.
Who should be the winner, guys? What do you guys think?
Lee Isaac Chung.
Ooh. I'm backing you up 100%. 100%.
Okay. 100%. All right.
Who do you think?
If that's how y'all feel. I mean, that's what y'all feeling. I mean, if that's what y'all giving it to, we have no choice.
RB3's out here like, yo, Eliza Hittman, though.
I love Chloe Zhao. I mean, I think, you know, I love No Man's Land. I mean, I think that was a transformative movie. I think that was a very well directed movie. I don't know. I mean, I guess she's getting recognition everywhere else, but.
Yeah, and just the complete nature of what Minari is really remarkable. If you consider like kid actors, the performances you get from that, from the adult actors to the music, to the score, to the cutting, to the editing, the shots, the cinematography, all that coming together, that's Lee Isaac Chung.
We had this conversation because I believe I had Minari as my number two and I had like Nomadland as my three or four. The only reason I give Minari the leg up is because the story resonates with me so much more. And it's like, if you're telling two different stories about like America and like the American dream, I think Minari is much more impactful. I love Nomadland. I really do. They're absolutely neck and neck. But Lee Isaac Chung, I think, just did something so absolutely special with that one, which is why I do give him the leg up on Chloe Zhao, even though, you know, we love her. Like, she's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alrighty, guys. So our second annual Cuddy Award Best Director winner goes to Lee Isaac Chung for Minari. There we go.
Ooh.
Damn.
Finally, we have reached the end of the episode with Best Picture. This is so confusing, guys, because last year we were just like fighting for like 30 minutes and then we decided that all of it should just be included. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah. And then I put Knives Out in mine. And I convinced you guys to put Knives Out in yours. Shout out to Knives Out.
Hey, shout out to Netflix.
Yeah, Knives Out too.
Yep.
Two knives, two out. I don't know what it's gonna be called. I feel like this is kind of just like a mutual agreement. So I'll kind of start it out as far as what I want to see in there. One Night in Miami is my first one. Minari is my second one. I would go Judas and the Black Messiah. I would go Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. Sound of Metal, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and Nomadland.
Wow. That's more than five.
It's supposed to be like eight, right?
Yeah, we can go from like five to 10, depending on how we argue. I think that's what we ended up doing last year. We did like five to 10. Like
eight or nine or 10.
Yeah.
Well, dang, I crossed movies out. All right, well, y'all coming back.
That's what I'm saying. This is more like a picking the best picture, because I feel like all of us are going to agree on, like, if we need to extend it to 10, we can.
I have 10. I have 10. My number one is, well, in no particular order, obviously. I'm thinking of Ending Things, One Night in Miami, Sound of Metal, Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always, Mangrove, Promising Young Woman, The Invisible Man, Judas and the Black Messiah, Nomadland, and Minari.
Okay, so the two I didn't have are Never Rarely.
I'm thinking of Ending Things
and Mangrove. That's an interesting one.
And also Invisible Man, obviously, was my kind of.
Did you have, is that 10? Invisible Man?
That's 10.
That's more than 10. Okay.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. RB3, what about you?
Well, I'm going to go, since we just throw movies in here, I'm going to go with Hamilton. I'm going with Mangrove. I'm going with Soul. I'm going with Sound of Metal. I'm going with Tenet. I'm going with No Man's Land, Minari, and Judas and the Black Messiah.
Damn.
All right. So our locks as of right now are Sound of Metal, Judas and the Black Messiah, Nomadland, and there was one more that Minari. I missed. Minari. There we go.
You guys don't want to have One Night in Miami, man? I still feel like that's the best movie. I could put
One Night in Miami in there. Yeah. I'd be cool with that.
All right.
So that's what, five?
That's six.
Yes. That's five.
I'm cool with Mangrove if we're including Mangrove. I mean, I put Steve McQueen in.
Let's do it.
In mine, so Mangrove's awesome. I would love that.
Well, we're going to run out of spots soon, guys. I don't know.
No, we won't.
Okay, so we do have six. So we could go up to four more. One to four more.
We have Nomadland, right?
My extra one. Yes, we do have Nomadland. My extra one that I have to have on here is Never Rarely Sometimes Always.
Oh, yeah. I put that on there, too.
How do you feel about that, RB3?
That's cool. Good? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good one.
The one that I'm not going to let you have.
No.
Is I'm thinking of anything. No way. There's absolutely no way. And same with you, RB3, with Tenet. No way. Well, come on.
How are you not going
to? You have to understand what happened in Tenet to give it a nomination.
Nah.
Come on
now.
If half the audience didn't know what was happening, that doesn't deserve Best Picture.
You think they understood in this style?
Y'all saw it with subtitles, man. Y'all cheated. I did not see it with subtitles.
How do you think these old geezers in the Academy are watching it? You think they're watching it with surround sound picture? Yeah, no, they watched it with subtitles too.
I'm pulling the Nolan card, bro. If you don't see it in a cinema with no subtitles, then it doesn't count.
Oh my.
Listen, no way.
Promising Young Woman.
We didn't have it.
Neither of you guys had it. I did.
You did? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, do we want to?
I love Promising Young Woman. I love that movie. I really did. I think I liked it.
We're running low on spots here. I mean, I'm looking at Soul. I'm looking at Tenet. Things are getting kind of dry.
Those aren't going in. Okay.
Everybody right now, think of two movies on their list that are like their wild cards. And then we could each argue, because we have like, what, three more spots?
So Judas
we have Black four more spots. Yes, we have currently Sound of Metal, Judas and the Black Messiah, Nomadland, Minari, One Night in Miami, Mangrove, and Never Rarely Sometimes Always.
If I'm being honest, those are perfect. Those are perfect.
Hey, we got Pasol in there though. We're missing Soul.
Do we?
Yes.
I low key back you up on Soul, man.
Soul
was in my top three movies.
Yeah, there we go. Now we talking. Soul. No,
I think animated movies should get more Best Picture nominees anyway.
Yes.
No one here says Promising Young Woman.
Oh, I mean, we can do
If you want to, yeah.
This is why we don't have to fight.
We're men, you know? I mean, what are we going to say?
I loved it. I loved it.
I loved it too. I did love it too.
Now we have Soul and Promising Young Woman. Is that final?
So that's eight, right?
No, that's way more than eight.
No, that's eight. One, eight? Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. That's nine.
Oh, nine. Nine.
Perfect.
All right, Tenet. What? Oh.
No. Nine it is, bro. Nine it is. Come on.
All right.
I don't know. I'm thinking of ending things, though.
No, don't end things, Sabrina.
I'm surprised. Not over yet. I'm surprised neither of you were like there for like Mank getting on this. Did either of you say Mank?
I love Mank, but I mean, I'm cool with Soul.
Fine. If you're cool with not putting Mank, then I'm cool with not putting I'm thinking of guys, Mank, even though totally, it's my number one.
What about Hamilton? We totally left off Hamilton.
Oh, I don't even know why you did that, man.
What are you talking about? This is the Cuddy Awards, you know what I mean? Personal. Yeah. So I have to get my personal best picture right there.
Sabrina, what are our final best picture nominees?
Our nominees are Sound of Metal, Judas and the Black Messiah, Nomadland, Minari, One Night in Miami, Mangrove, Never Rarely Sometimes Always, Soul, and Promising Young Woman.
And our winner should be who?
Ooh.
I'm honestly, I'm not going to fight on any of these, bro. If you told me it should be Judas and the Black Messiah, I'm going to back you up. If you told me Minari, if you told me Never Rarely, I'm cool with all these.
Man, they're all great.
What about you, RB3?
What do you think, RB3?
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, obviously, like my personal favorite out of this list is probably Soul, but at the same time, you know, I think just based off of what we've represented like so far in our awards, I mean, it's clear that, you know, Minari is something that we all are passionate about, something we all care about.
I was going to say, I lean towards Minari. I would love it to win Best Picture in real life. So why not? This is our award show.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that at all. So
I agree. My personal, like Never Rarely and Sound of Metal and Minari are those like top three for me that are so hard. But Minari, it's a near flawless film. It's like as perfect as you can get.
So our second annual Cuddy Award Best Picture winner goes to
Minari.
Minari. Or Minari. Minari. Try to get the pronunciation correct. I apologize. Either way, guys, that does it. That is our second annual Cuddy Awards. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you watched the whole thing, we appreciate it. We love it. If you guys want to see more of our Oscar reactions or more of our talk on award-type films, make sure you subscribe to First Cut if you haven't done so already. Sabrina, where can everyone find you?
You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at SabrinaXMonica, and also on Twitter, at SabrinaOnFilm.
RB3.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DirectorRB3.
And I'm at Squad Leader Race, guys. Make sure you guys subscribe to First Cut if you haven't done so already and follow us on social media as well at First Cut TMO. For the First Cut crew, we are peacing out. Peace.